Welcome back to the show with Bill Center. I'm Jesse Angler. Mike Grace has joined us. Hey, how about Friarhood in the house? The Blanc, yeah. Ian, at SD Red Bull 8 in the house. Usually you only see him on Twitter now. He's hanging out here. What's up? Thanks for coming by. Grace is here. He's hosting the show the next 3 days. He does other things as well. He's the Friars boss. And I heard something just a moment ago that I was not aware of. Bill, who at times has been anti-mascot, most times has been anti-mascot. He's come around a little bit, apparently, on the Friar. We had them together on the set a few weeks back, and reports are, Grace, that Bill and the Friar exchanged an embrace the other day in the press box.
I heard the news as you heard it, and I'm really processing it. And
It was sort of a collision hug.
He's playing it off.
Right.
But you asked Steve Gilbert last segment, what's the story of the season?
Yes.
This forming bond is the story of the Padres season. Bill Center and the Friar.
Right.
Hey, he's truly becoming one.
He's the only guy on stage who's bigger than I am. I got to love him.
Okay.
Right. He makes me look svelte.
I gotcha.
The paunchy pastor makes,
Can we?
I used to love to cover NASCAR because I was the good old boys from the South. I was like the thinnest of all the riders.
He's like
out
a model,
there. Yeah,
in NASCAR.
So when we get the Friar in here,
are you that shallow that you chose to cover auto racing and motorsports just to make yourself feel skinny?
Absolutely, that shallow.
Hey, if you can admit it,
right.
All right, well, I'm glad you and the Friar have become buddies because, I'm big on mascots. I love mascots, although I am trying to feud with the Pirate Parrot, who's ignoring me on Twitter.
I hear he blew you off.
That's how this all started. We were in Pittsburgh, and the Padres were playing the Pirates over the weekend, but we went to the game on Thursday against the Marlins just as fans. And the Parrot was approaching the area in which I was standing, and I got very excited. I liked the Pirate Parrot. I wanted to take a picture with the Pirate Parrot. And the handler, because, these snobby mascots, they have their handlers, some of them. And the handler pushed me aside and said, high fives only, high fives only. No pictures with the Parrot. And I was very upset. So I've been trying to get the Parrot going on social media. He doesn't respond.
Well, and luckily you have a more reasonable reaction to this. I mean, if that was Bill, we know how he reacted to one negative situation with a mascot, and he just turned off all mascots for good.
That's right.
You held it against him forever.
But now the Friar and I are on speaking terms.
No, I'm very glad.
Although he doesn't speak.
No, that makes it easy for you.
We should take him to a buffet together.
Yeah, you and the Friar could do some damage at a buffet. Yeah.
I'd nail
What's the Friar's diet consist of?
I think it's pretty similar to his.
Yeah.
Not a lot of veggies.
No, no weeds, as it were.
No weeds, no salads. A lot of beef, much like our friend.
Hey, that's my motto. Is it, if it grazes, I eat it.
That's your motto. It's catchy.
Seaside tri-tip in the press box tonight, along with the cauliflower.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to love the cauliflower. Okay. It's a delicious vegetable.
And they know me up there that I promise you I will get a couple extra slices of the tri-tip.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You're that good.
Yeah.
Well, this many years.
I'm not moving until they give me an extra couple.
You
so they
stand there.
Fight.
You give the look.
Right.
You're like the bellman standing at the door at the hotel waiting for
his tip.
One night
at 11:30, he's still standing there with his plate waiting for more food, like Oliver.
Oliver.
Please, sir.
Right.
I'd like some more. Let's talk about Alexi Amarista, gentlemen. Bill wrote about him today. You can check it out at Padres.com/FriarWire. He's been rather very good lately, hasn't he?
He has really played great at shortstop. Cabrera's only played 10 of the last 55 games, and you really have to think about where the Padres would have been if Alexi Amarista hadn't stepped up his game and moved in there at shortstop. He's hit .274 as a shortstop at shortstop this year, and he's only made 3 errors since he took over when Cabrera went down. I think on a position side, Amarista and Rene Rivera are the two feel-good stories of the season.
Patrick Kurisch had a really interesting tweet just a little while ago. Since July 1st, he's got the 6th best zone rating amongst all Major League shortstops. And if you would have told me that was possible, I would have said no way. But every game you see something new from him. He's been going into the hole, and you're seeing him really showing his arm. And maybe he's one of those guys that only really throws when he has to. He doesn't You know, he's not Rafael Furcal, who's going to fire the ball as hard as he can every play. So just to see what he's doing, and I'm guessing it has to come with more reps. More reps he's had at shortstop, sure. He's going to get more comfortable and show what he's capable of. And you feel better going forward knowing that you've got a really solid backup shortstop.
This is a huge month for Alexi, though, because the last two Septembers, he has worn down at the end of the season. I think his batting average combined for the last two Septembers is 135, and last year he hit only 115 in September and finished in a dreadful slump. If Alexi finishes strong and shows he can play an entire season, I think it could change a little bit about how they look at him.
How they perceive
moving
him.
Moving forward, right.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. He could be one of those guys that he's just got so much value because of the different things that he can do.
Right.
That, you know, that could hold somebody back. You know, I mean, it's a valuable thing, and you love having him on your team. But you need guys, if you're going to have a good baseball team, you need guys like Alexi Amarista.
Right. And, I mean, and you sort of work backwards. You say, this is my 13th position player. No matter what, he makes my roster because of everything he can do. And if he happens to fill in more places, all the better. But I think that no matter what, he is the number 13 guy on the roster next year.
Very nice. Minor leagues, we got some fun stuff going on right now. Postseason.
We got two teams in the playoffs.
One good, one bad last night. One good result, one bad right. result
They're
last
They're both night. In best of three series and opens last night. Fort Wayne came from behind and defeated West Michigan. And big hits by, you know, this is a 19-year-old league. This is Josh Van Meter, who's 19, had a two-run hit to put him to final margin. These are young kids who are really performing. And over the last 5 days, Van Meter, this 19-year-old infielder from Indiana, has had game-winning hits in four games.
Wow.
I mean, that's a lot of pressure on a kid, no matter what level they're playing at.
Enjoying but it's good that. For him going forward, though.
Right.
That can only help.
I would think so.
Right?
I would think that's a positive. I four game-winning hits in a week or whatever it is. Yeah, no, absolutely. One other news and note thing to get through with you guys. Winter ball. It's getting to be that time. Obviously,
right.
We would love it if right now we were talking about, you know, the playoff picture, and we're just about on the outside of talking about that. I'm not quite, you know, comfortable going there yet, even though the Padres are very much hanging around that wild card race. But, you know, we are talking about winter ball and, you know, the value that it has for some of these guys. You know, you're talking about Grandal, Gobert, Peterson, Despaña is going to pitch in Mexico, right? We found out some of this stuff today.
Well, Despaña is contracted to pitch for Mexicali. They don't want him to pitch a lot there, but he may make two or three appearances for Mexicali. If he pitches anywhere this offseason, he has to pitch for Mexicali in the Mexican Winter League. So I would imagine we're going to see him down there for two or three starts. But both Jake Gobert and Yasmani Grandal have signed to play winter ball in the Dominican Republic. Jace Peterson is also going to go to the Dominican Republic. And they're trying. One of the interesting guys is Alex Dickerson, who lost most of the season to a heel injury and played very strong over the last month at San Antonio. Hit over 300 in a league that doesn't give up many hits. They are looking for him to play winter ball to make up for this lost season so that when he comes to spring training next year, they'll be able to get a good look at the real Alex Dickerson.
Makes a lot of sense. So some things to look forward there, too. You can get all those news notes and more at Padres.com/FryerWire. Padres.com/FryerWire. Also an update there on Joaquin Benoit. All right, Grace, that was fun. Thanks for hanging out for a few minutes and being part of this. Take care of Bill on Saturday, won't you?
Oh,
Sunday morning.
Sunday.
I'm sorry. Oh, Bill the Magnificent
Sunday? We should arrange for donuts.
I was going to say, who's going to call donut duty right now? Nikki, you're on it?
Nikki's on it.
So you don't know the night and day difference of this guy if he has donuts and when he doesn't have donuts.
Well, I remember.
See, I'm a little bit concerned with Nikki and donuts.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because there'll be those pink little, you know.
What kind of donut do you
donuts.
Like?
I'm hardcore with the. I want.
He means hardcore.
Right. I want the glazed all
just
the
glazed,
way.
Plain
right,
glazed
right.
donut.
Right.
You're
from
a traditionalist.
Krispy Kreme, 12 glazed, and a little thing.
You
I'm
like
good.
Some chocolate.
Oh, chocolate's good.
All right. Okay.
But, you know, you get into those.
No icing?
You get into those
sprinkles.
Maple bars, and you get into the sprinkles and all stuff, and that's just.
What about a filling?
Yeah. No. I think that.
Really? No jelly, no Boston cream, nothing like that?
No. I was, no. Actually, I got a great story on a jelly-filled donut.
Really?
Yeah, I have.
I didn't know anyone had a great story on a jelly-filled donut.
Years ago, I'm in Florida covering spring training.
All right.
And traffic's backed up. And there's this accident about 10 cars in front of me. This guy rams his car from behind. And this person comes out of the car, and they're just covered.
In what you thought was blood.
Oh.
Jelly
and
donut.
Guys are running up to him, and he was eating a jelly donut as the car hit him from behind, and it smashed against the wind. And I thought, oh my gosh, I didn't know how to react. We've got a major, and when the police arrived, they were just cracking up. They were almost the car had sort of slid down this little embankment, and the police were just cracking up as this guys because their first look was the same reaction. Oh my gosh, call the paramedics.
That's pretty good.
I would imagine his reaction was the same as when I suggested bagels instead of donuts.
Yeah, that's bagels. I was hoping the guy maybe had another couple donuts in there.
Yeah, check him out. All right, we'll take a break, come back, talk a little bit about tonight's game, including the pitching matchup, Ian Kennedy and Randall Delgado, plus the MLB.com head-to-head challenge on Padres Social Hour.